Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Spiritual Message Circle, the second one in January and the last one in January. So here we are, January 27th, and what you see is us four this evening, and we are going to be giving you messages. Carol Ann, unfortunately, will not be joining us this evening. She is doing amazing work with rescue dogs right now, taking a rescue dog to from a foster to, I think, a new home or something like that. But anyway, thank you for doing that, Carol Ann. We miss you, but we know that you are on a mission, a doggy mission. So, all right. So welcome, everyone. We have four people that have prepaid, okay? And so I'm just going to say this first so that they'll know where they are. And the first is Marsha Morse. Hello, Marsha. Yay. Number two is Robert. Robert, a.k.a. Shaman Bob. Yes, Marsha, I know. Who's going to pick our songs? Well, Robin will. Robin will do that. Third on the list is Catherine. Catherine is watching over on Rumble. So, thank you for joining us, Catherine. And number four is Nancy Ramsey. Nancy, thank you so much. So these four have prepaid before the show even started, okay? And so how this works, all right, is during this live show with a donation, a minimum of $20, you can donate through YouTube with a super sticker, super chat, on Rumble with the Rumble Rant, on X, using like Venmo or Goldilocks Productions Venmo, this Cash App, or Buy Me a Coffee, whichever of those three. Venmo seems to be popular. I did put all the links, all those donation links are in the description of this show, and they are in the chat box on YouTube. But all of you that have prepaid are here, so you don't need to worry about that. So, yay. But there is plenty of time. Those joining us, if you would like to join us this evening, for you to go ahead and participate. Make your donation so that you could join us this evening. Before we get started, does anybody have anything you just want to open with?
Carolyn opens.
Melissa.
I guess it'll be me. Caroline's not here to find her little prayers that she always does for us, which are so amazing. So I was not prepared, but I'm always prepared. So everyone take a nice deep breath, because the energy that's flowing in this evening, the messages that are flowing to and through all of us, a lot of things that will resonate with each and every one of you. So know that you are in your highest and best energy now. You are pulling in all this knowledge. No, you're not pulling it in. You're unleashing this knowledge that's inside of you this evening. Okay, so there's a lot of things that are going to be taking place in these beautiful messages from all the beautiful Goldilocks people. So I want you guys to be in your presence and feel and acknowledge and be, just be through the next hour or so, and be accepting and know that God is washing down all this love down all over you and each and every one of us. And things are going to be amazing as we move forward, as we shed the old skin and see the real us inside. So thank you all for being here. It's a blessing.
That was beautiful, Melissa. Nice. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, Robin, did you want to go last since Carol Ann's not here?
I can go last.
I mean, you know, it's a loop, so it's not really last. But, you know, Melissa, Ruth, and then I can jump in, and then you. Is that good?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. We can do that. And all of y'all looking very nice this evening.
Well, I have to say, I had a Mario shirt on. And I kept telling my daughter, I got to remember to change my shirt. Well, the show's fixing to start, and I didn't change my shirt. So I changed really quick, sat down. I had my shirt on backwards, so I had to get up and change this shirt. Like, no one wants to see me on there with a Mario shirt.
Hey, I had a Kiss shirt on before that. You know what I mean? So it's all good.
It's okay. It's okay. That's great. I love it. All right. So let's see. First is Marcia on the list. I mean, y'all are number one in our hearts, but you know, for the list is for this evening, for as far as who's going to get their messages in the order in which they donated. So first is Marcia. So Marcia, are you ready? Okay, Melissa, take it away.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Marcia, for being here. So, Marcia, when I tap into your energy this evening, I feel like a lot of good things are happening for you right now. A lot of the old worries are really moving away from you, and they're showing me lots of hearts. So there's lots of love going on around you. Know that you are love, and everyone around you is also love. And then they're also talking about healing of the heart. Okay, so the heart chakra is going through a lot of healing. Emotional healing, physical healing, you know, all the different healings, flushing all that out so that you can stand in your highest vibration. And I feel like a lot of things are being set up for you. They're like put in like these little stepping stones. Like as soon as you get rid of one fear, you're able to move to the next thing. You know what I mean? So the more that you let go of, the further that you go. So I'm going to leave that with you, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Marcia. Nice to have you with us tonight. The first card I pulled for you is Victory. And it says that your prayers have been answered. They've been received and they have been answered, to have faith. So just know that all those things that you are working on manifesting for yourself, they are coming to you. Sometimes things take a little longer than we as humans would like, but know that all of that is in the works. We don't always see what's going on behind the scenes. So just remember that and just have patience and faith and know that all of your good is on its way to you. And the other card I pulled for you is you already know. You already know. So I feel like you have some things coming up, maybe some new projects or maybe some things that need some decision making. And you already know what to do. You have all of the knowledge and experience to make these decisions for yourself, and you already know. So trust that knowing, trust that intuition, because it is never going to steer you wrong, Marcia.
All right, Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. And before I get in with you, Marcia, I just want to say, Blanca, thank you. We got your donation. You are number 5 on the list for this evening. I know you're watching, but you haven't commented yet. So thank you, Blanca. You are 5th for this evening. All right, so Marcia, 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 Marcia. I am pulling from Diana Cooper. She has a dragon deck and a unicorn deck. This unicorn deck was one of her first ones, like 2008. So I have one of her original unicorn decks. So unicorn, flight, take flight. Let your creative imagination fly. And it's number 9. Look at how beautiful. Okay. Just get on your, you know, a Pegasus is a type of a unicorn with wings. They're all, you know, what I was told too is that unicorns do have wings. And the different, the wing colors is like they differentiate themselves. But so whether it's Pegasus or unicorn, but look, let your creative imagination fly. That you and your unicorn, you're in flight now. And number 9, so completion of things. Number 9. And of course, a dragon card for you. Woo-hoo! Dragon, you get the silver lunar dragon. Bathes you in that divine feminine light. Look at her. Okay, and it come into balance and practice peace, harmony, and cooperation, which you do expand your causal chakra. So just keep expanding your causal chakra. So she's above the crown. So, yes, there you go, Marcia. You get beautiful messages from the unicorns and dragons. And so thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we love and appreciate you. And so here we go now. Robin? Robin!
I was laughing a little bit because I pulled two cards. Well, they two cards stuck together, actually, but I planned on pulling like two cards for each of us out of this cosmic oracle deck that I have here. And I turned the cards over as Melissa was talking, and you got the compassion card. And this card is talking about love and compassion and how love and compassion starts with yourself. And then you could spread love and compassion to others. And so I got a message, and then I heard her talking about love to you, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, because we all just flow together. You're meant to hear these messages. And so your guidance stepped forward, actually a man stepped forward, and he's telling me that there is a new love relationship coming, and he would like for you to accept it. So he's giving you his blessing to accept this new love relationship. Our relationship that you're in is going to bloom. So I don't know if you're in a relationship, but there's something to do with a new relationship. And I feel like it's a love relationship. And so your heart is opening up to more love, and more love is flowing through you. So you're going to start to see love in a lot of things. And I feel like I'm just randomly walking down the sidewalk and I see a leaf that's in the shape of a heart. So your guidance is going to start showing you hearts and different love symbols, because that's opening you up to more intuition. So we got the intuition card. And so at the end of Ruth, when she was talking, she said, trust your intuition. Well, this is about trusting your intuition. And it says here, here's a little thing I'm going to read to. It says, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. So your guides want you to know that you are a gift, and you have a lot of new gifts coming out of you, special gifts. So here's a little thing you can say. May I always have the wisdom and the clarity to listen to the divine guidance and intuition within me. So you have all you need inside of you. Trust yourself. I feel like everything's going smoothly, and then something happens, and then you get a little bit of doubt. Stop doubting, because sometimes things happen for a reason, for something better. So better things are happening for you in the year 2024. I feel like there's a lot of new opportunities coming your way. So thank you for being here, Marcia.
Great messages, ladies. Woohoo! Again, thank you, Marcia. And we love you so much. I'm glad that number 9, your birthday, that's right, January 8/18. So yay, woohoo! Love that. All right. So next we have Robert Myers, Robert, aka Shaman Bob. I didn't see if he was on in the chat, but he will get his messages. So I do believe he did say hello. So hello, Robert, Shaman Bob. And are you ready for your messages? Well, ready or not.
Here they come.
Here's my
Yay. All right, Robert, thank you for being here and wanting some beautiful messages today. So tapping into you today, Robert, the first thing I'm getting for you is about self-care, inner strength, inner guidance. I'm getting it's really time to go within. I feel like while going within, there's going to be a lot of life review going on. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, all these other things. Just kick that stuff to the curb because that stuff doesn't matter anymore. But you have to release and allow and forgive some things so that you can move forward. I feel like those are a little bit of your anchors right now. And it's about self-love, the inner strength, inner knowledge, right? Because that's where all the knowledge lies. It's within. These things on the outside are just like little, you know, triggers to help us remember. So I feel like you're going through this beautiful life review right now so that you can succeed moving forward and be joyful, more joyful than you've ever been. So I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, Robert, the first card I got for you is spiritual understanding. And I feel like spiritually, you've been learning a lot more. You've been growing a lot. And I feel like you are getting a lot of information at this time. So don't let it overwhelm you. You know, when you do get, like, say, a piece of information, really think about it. Think about it deep down, how you feel about it, how it resonates with you. Because the angels are helping you to understand some different concepts and some different ideas that maybe you hadn't entertained before. So know that this whole journey is a learning process, and we're constantly learning and evolving. And just be very mindful of any messages or information that you are getting. The other card I got for you was release and relax. And I feel, too, that you need to show yourself some more self-love and self-care. I feel like it's something that your body really, really desires. Maybe you have a crazy schedule and you can't get the kind of sleep that you want, or maybe you can't eat at certain times. But whatever you do, you know, there are so many different things you can do to improve your daily routine that can help you to better move throughout your day. I also feel like you need to let go of some things that you've been hanging on to. And once you do, you're going to feel so much better. So whatever you need to do or say, do it and say it, and then let it go. I hope that resonates with you, Robert.
All right, Robert, your unicorn card, and this is what they're talking about was they all have wings. They don't all have the horn though, and that's special. And you know what? They'll tell us all when they are returned, or when we meet them on the fifth dimension. Yeah. All right. We'll know all those little intricacies and those details. But this is really great. So number one, nice beginning phase, aspiration. You are unlimited, so aim for the stars. You are unlimited. Aim for the stars. I feel like sometimes you hold yourself back. Watch yourself talk, your thoughts, you know, watch all of that. And you'll see in the sky as well, there's the eagle. There's the eagle, there's a castle, it's this beautiful unicorn. All right, so aim high, and there is no boundaries. You're only holding yourself back by thinking that there are limits when you are unlimited. So let's just put that thought aside, unhook from that. It's not for your highest and greatest. Then you have a green dragon. Aha! And Carol Ann said something about nature, right? helps you tune into the secrets of nature. Look at that. It's got a golden key. This green dragon has a golden key. Oops. Tune into nature. Make it focus here. Receive answers and guidance from nature. Align with your divine essence is in nature. All the answers you are seeking is within yourself. And what's the fastest way we get to ourself? It's through nature. It's through nature because we're all connected. So I leave those messages with you. Shaman Bob, you know, we love and appreciate you.
I'm just really amazed because she pulled a green dragon and I wrote down this beautiful dream dragon came forward. You're one of your dragons, beautiful green dragon. And this dragon was glowing. And he came to me as a male spirit. So I felt more masculine than female. And he said, he's lighting a fire under your feet so you will get moving. And one of the cards that I pulled for you was moving forward. Move forward. So you can't start the next chapter in your life if you keep rereading the last one. So I feel like you keep going back at what should have happened, how you could have changed it. But your dragon wants you to know that all things are happening the way it should, and you need to keep moving. Because I feel like sometimes you're a stalled out card. You get moving and then you stop. You get moving and then you stop. So I am grateful for the past experiences, good and hard. I embrace the lessons learned and move forward courageously. So the green dragon, which I wrote down about the green dragon, he said that he was lighting a fire under your feet so you would move forward. So I decided to look up the color green, spiritual meaning of the color green. Ah, I just lost it. But anyway, it was about rebirth, growth, moving forward, transformation. And what was the other card that I got for you? Transformation. So the green dragon would like for you to communicate. The green dragon wants to communicate with you more often. So it's up to green dragon. He's going to give you signs and messages. And so this is, and the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. So you are blossoming, but I feel like you're like a hermit crab sometimes. You rather stay in your shell than to come out and experience the new things that are coming your way. So there's a lot of new opportunities and new things. So this is about new growth, new everything around you. I am courageous as I embrace this transformation with love. So be courageous. The dragon wants you to step into your power. That's what he said. So I'll leave that with you.
Wonderful messages. And you see how they all just go right in line with each other. It's so beautiful. It really is. So thank you. Thank you, Robert, aka Shaman Bob. All right. So next up is Catherine, who is watching over on Rumble this evening. And also, let's see, Linnell has joined Catherine over there. So hello, Linnell. All right, Catherine, are you ready? Because here are your messages. So, all right, Melissa.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you for being here this evening, Catherine. Thank you for allowing me to step into your energy. And I feel like you are doing things. No, that's not how I want to word this. I feel like there is this bubble of protection going on around you. I think you need to feel like you're safe. Like, I feel like you're safe. Like, you're in this bubble, you know, that I like to talk about. And I call it my protection bubble. I use it out every day, everywhere. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Kind of looking like Glinda the Good Witch and the Wizard of Oz in my pink translucent bubble. I'm able to see out. People are able to see in. The negativity has to stay on the outside of that bubble. So I keep hearing that you're safe and that you're protected, and this is what I'm visualizing around you. You also have a cheerful journey ahead. but you have to let go of some things, right? And I feel like you also have a lot of great ideas. I feel like they could be written into a book if you want to, if you so decide. And I feel like you've been super sensitive lately. So I feel like this protection is also to help you not pick up so much of other people's feelings and thoughts and stuff, because sometimes you think they're your own when they're not. So just practice that a little bit and kind of like decipher what is yours and what is theirs. And you don't have to feel theirs anymore, but you have to definitely feel yours so that you can experience through it to move on. But I see good things that are going to be happening for you, but you have to be open to them. I feel like you're just getting over heartbreak. I feel like I could go on for hours almost, but I feel like you're getting over something so that you can move forward. So whatever it is that you've let go of is going to bring greater joy moving forward. So I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you, Catherine, for being here.
Hello, Catherine. Welcome. The first card I got for you is about prioritizing. And what it says is, focus on your highest priorities. The angels are going to help you get organized and motivated. I feel like you have some ideas of some things that you want to do. Maybe you want to get started on some new things. And what you need to do is prioritize what is the most important for you to do now. You can't do everything all at one time. It's better for you to focus on one thing at a time. It's better for you. And I feel like you might be feeling a little like things are a little chaotic right now. So they're going to help you and assist you in cleaning up the mess. That's what I hear, is cleaning up the mess. Now, I'm not necessarily mean like your desk is a mess, but this might be with your thoughts. It could be with your, you know, your surroundings as well. But they want you to be able to get more organized with your thoughts, with your, with everything in your life. It's going to help you to run your life more efficiently and more effectively. And the other card I got says, think about it. And they're wanting you to, as you make different decisions in your life, not only are you going to think it through, you know, from your head and from that perspective, but when you make your decisions, you really need to be making them through your heart, through the eyes of love. Because when you do, it's easy to make the right decisions. So focus on that. Let everything that you do, let everything that you say come from and through that place of love. I hope this resonates with you, Catherine.
Oh, wonderful messages so far. And Catherine, you got to experience Ruth's psychic dog, Maggie. Did you get the messages that Maggie was trying to tell you? Could you decipher that? She, you know, sometimes we hear her and it's just like, it sounds like a human talking. I mean, you're just like, wow, what was that? Anyway. All right, Catherine. So the unicorn that came up for you, it's number 31. So it's a 3 or 1. 3 plus 1 is 4. It can be 31, 13, any combination of 3 and 1. And then it's, like I said, 3 plus 1 is 4. So it's surprise, surprise. Here comes a surprise, unicorn is surprise. Look at those beautiful colors. And it's just like, look for the unexpected today. And every day is a nice, beautiful surprise. Welcome each new day. Unlimited potential, unlimited possibilities, unlimited surprises. Yay! Good surprises, good surprises. All right. And then your dragon. Wow, this is beautiful. It's the pure white dragon from Orion. Transforms your ascension knowledge into pure wisdom. You really do have a lot of this. You have a lot of wisdom. I mean, we all do, but you have really just been tapping into, and that phrase, know thyself, you have been doing that work. And so keep at it and process what you know. Act with truth and honesty. Let your wings of light grow and expand. Because you are expanding on a daily basis And step into that. Step into your empowerment. And wow, these are beautiful, beautiful messages for you, Catherine. And thank you so much for joining in this evening. And so now on to Robin. Let's see what Robin has to say.
Hello, Catherine. So three cards jumped out for you. And I was thinking as I was looking at the cards, your soul, your higher self has been really trying to connect with you. And so you are very powerful. So some things you can do is like when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you can say, I am powerful. I am powerful. Tell yourself all these positive things. And so you are going on a sacred journey. So this is the sacred journey card. And so your guides, you're talking about, I feel like a while back, way back, you felt like you were like going through the dark night of the soul or whatever you people call it. You know, things were happening and you felt like you had to go through some junk to come out, and that went away. But now you're going through something different. So this different stuff that's happening to you is really bringing you to a higher consciousness. So your guides want you to know that there is wisdom in knowing even darkness. Wait, there is wisdom in knowing that even darkness serves its purpose in the growth of the soul. So your soul is really blooming. I am triumphed in knowing that even darkness serves its purpose in the fruition of the soul. So your fruit is just, you're bearing a lot of fruit, a lot of new information, ideas. So I feel like you do. And I'm seeing a lot of, really colorful stuff. So I don't know if you do any art, but I'm getting something like arts and crafts or some kind of paintings or something with you. And then you got the hope card. Look how bright that is. So behind the passing dark clouds, the sun still shines bright. So you are a bright, shining star, shining bright for all to see. So your guides want you to know that that's what you are, and keep shining your light bright. Don't let the things that other people do or say get you down. Guide me to see this situation with deeper clarity, love, and understanding. So you're being guided to more love and understanding that's coming your way. And then you also got the awakened card. So these just flow together. You are going through a sacred journey to come out on the other side to awaken. And there is hope on the other side. Everything is going to work out like it should. It is time to awaken. Humanity needs your unique illuminating light. I awaken to the spark of my own illumination, liberated through love, illuminated by the divine light. That's beautiful. So I don't know if you recently lost a loved one or you've been going, I feel like I'm going through a grieving process of something, a pet or a loved one or something like that. And things have been happening. You are going to come out of that. And there's wonderful new things headed your way. And so now your guides are taking me to a forest. And I'm looking at these big, beautiful trees. And there's birds. So the birds are coming forward. They want you to know that they're singing songs of hope. Beautiful songs of hope and love for you. So listen to the birds because they're singing you beautiful messages. And your ancestors come in the form of the birds. So they want you to know that. So thank you for being here.
Wow, great messages. Wow, thank you so much, Catherine, for joining in. Much love to you. All right, Linnell, you're off. So have a good rest of the evening. Much love to you. There's still time. If you would like to join in, there's time to join in. Last call, if you would like to participate in tonight's live show, you can make a donation of $20 or more either through YouTube with Super Chat, Super Sticker, a Rumble Rant, X by using Venmo. the Goldilocks Productions Venmo. And all the links are in the descriptions of the show if you need the direct links to click on them. All right. So there's still time. You know, please sign up within the next 5 minutes if you would like to participate in tonight's virtual message circle. And so, all right. Hello, Bobby over on Rumble just joined us. And Maureen. Maureen, she just got up from a nap. So you're right on time. Yay. All right. So, yes, join in now while you, while you can. Just participate. Okay. So next on the list for this evening is Nancy. Nancy Ramsey. Nancy, are you ready, my dear? So here we go.
Hi, Nancy. So glad you could join us this evening. I also feel for you. You've been going through a life review of such. I also get a loved one coming from the other side and supporting you, holding their, I feel like they have their hand on your shoulder, helping to lead you. I feel like you're stepping into some leadership position or doing something that you hadn't done before, but standing in your own power. And you just know that you're being fully supported on the other side from this. I've seen like things have been kind of like flopped upside down in some way, shape, form or another, but everything's going to flow back into its normal rhythm. So I feel like you have a new rhythm. That's funny because I wrote it down. You have a new rhythm that's coming for you, and that's one that you're creating for yourself. Okay. So it hasn't always been easy, but you're creating something that's going to be better and easier for you. And I also, it's funny because when Robin just said birds, I got birds are coming up for you as well. So please pay attention to the birds that are showing up for you because they are messengers for you. Sit and talk to them, see what you feel as they're showing up. Look up the spiritual meaning of that particular bird if you have to or whatever. But also I get that you're going to be sharing. So there's something that you have that you're going to be sharing with others. Okay. And I feel like that's your love, your generosity, whatever, just your kindness. There's so much good about you. But now it's just about refocusing that back on yourself and standing in your true power. So I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you, Nancy.
Hello, Nancy. The first card I got for you is clear your space. Clear your space. They want you to get rid of the clutter. It says get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you. When we do have things cluttered up, it does kind of choke up the energy and it gets very stagnant, doesn't really move. So they're wanting to clear your space, clear your workspace, clear your vehicle, clear your thoughts. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that. And in one way that you can clear your energy around you is like you can clap, you can sing, you can dance, you can move around a little bit. That starts to clear the energy. But if you have a lot of clutter laying around, the energy has nowhere to go. So it's going to get stuck. So you want to make sure that there are clear pathways for the energy to flow in your home and in your life. And the other card I got says, love yourself. I feel like you're always giving to others and doing for others and showing others love. You need to show yourself more. More of that love that you're always offering for everyone else. You need to give yourself that as well. Let yourself know that you are number one. Prioritize yourself. Do little special things for yourself. Tell yourself you love you. They all make a huge difference. So I hope that resonates with you, Nancy.
Hello, beautiful Nancy. So glad you could join us. Before I get to your message, I just would like to let everyone know. Thank you, Maureen. Received your donation, your Rumble rant. You are number 6 on the list tonight is Maureen. And Bobby got in there. He's number 7. Thank you, Bobby. I did get the Venmo, okay? So he is Robert Jr. Another Robert Jr. We just call him Bobby. So, he is 7th on the list. So thank you. We got those 2 donations and y'all are all secured for this evening. All right. So Nancy, beautiful Nancy, who's open to receive. We love that. Unicorn that comes for you is the number 32. It could be any 32 or 23, the number 5, and it's wisdom. Act with wisdom and people will respect you. I love this because there is Native Americans or Indigenous with unicorns. It's just ancestors. It's ancient wisdom. Ancient wisdom. Isn't that interesting how they always depict ancient wisdom as with Indigenous or ancestors, right? Isn't that interesting? And then the unicorns too. So you are very, very wise. Act with it. Act with that wisdom and people will respect you. And it really doesn't matter what people think about you anyway. Just continue to be you. The dragon that comes up for you is the white gold dragon from Lyra. Connects you to that highest Christ light. And develop your cosmic chakra. Bathe in the ninth dimensional Christ light. Look at this beautiful gold, white, or white gold dragon. Okay. Like the Christed dragon. And just like that.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Beautiful white gold light just bathe all over you. Okay, and so I think this is beautiful that you got the wisdom. And this one connects you to your highest Christ light. So you are really doing a lot of work lately. I feel like you've just leveled up. That's it. You've leveled up. So welcome to the next level. And it's okay when you first level up, you're going like, where am I? What's going on? I feel so lost. That's normal. Okay. And so just stay present, stay focused, and you got this. All right, Nancy. So leave that with you, my dear.
I had to unmute myself. So lots of things coming up for you, Nancy. So they're talking about it. And I don't know if you you're switching jobs or doing something different. Business opportunities, I'm getting business opportunities. Also, you have some this beautiful, beautiful Indigenous spirit just stepped forward. She comes in female form, beautiful feathers. She's adorned in feathers all over, and she's doing a tribal dance in your honor. She's doing a tribal dance. There's a fire. She's dancing around the fire, and she wants you to know that you are awakening, and so they are helping you awaken, and so she comes with the beautiful golden eagle is flying around with her, an eagle. So I feel like you need to pay attention to the birds that are up in the sky because you are also getting messages from the birds. And I see like a lot of hawks flying around you. And so she wants you to know when you complete a project, she's going to drop a feather down to you. So I don't know if you found any feathers, but she wants you to know she's one of your guides. She would like for you to connect with her. So you can connect with her. Spirit writing, connect with her. Meditation, connect with her. She wants to take you on a journey to your true soul, your love, your divine, your divinity, your love consciousness. That's what she's telling me. So she's doing that and she's helping you along with that. And so you're really going to open up. She wants you to know that she would like for you to connect with Mother Earth more. I don't want to lose my page because I want to read it. Mother Earth. Oh, and let me get back to the Awaken card because I was going to tell you about it. Went on a rant about the Indigenous spirit because she has a lot to say. She's very talkative. So she wants you to know she's around you all the time. It is time to awaken. Humanity needs your unique illuminating light. So she's bringing you lots of new power. I'm awake to the spark of my own illumination, liberated through love, illuminated by the divine light. Ooh. And so the Mother Earth card that you have here, look at all that energy. Ooh, that's deep into the core of the earth, it looks like. The trees are our lungs. The rivers are circulation. The air, our breath. And the earth, our body. And so that was from Deepak Chopra. I am dissolving into the oneness of all that is. So connecting with the trees. She would like for you to connect with the trees, the ground, everything. Get out and if you have the woods, some type of forest area somewhere where you can go and walk and connect. Because you're going to get lots of new information off of that. You're getting downloaded with lots of energy. And it's happening really quickly, you guys. She wants you to know it. Everything is happening really quickly. And so lots of new things are headed your way. So I will leave that with you, Nancy. And thanks for being here.
Great messages, ladies. And wow. Thank you so much, Nancy. I know you participate in a lot of our shows, and so thank you so much, and I hope that these messages resonate with you. We appreciate you, love and appreciate you so much, Nancy. Thank you so much.
And I forgot one more thing I wrote down, and I just looked at it to see who was next. Tapping. So she was telling me about tapping while somebody was talking, so maybe Ruth. So she's talking about tapping your third eye, because that's going to open everything up. And tap around here, tap your lymph nodes. So there's tapping exercises. You can look that up on YouTube or something like that. Oh, I'm done.
No, that's great. And that's good for everyone though too, right? I mean, that's something great. Everyone look those up too. That the tapping absolutely is wonderful if you're not experienced with that. All right. Lanka, who's next? Ooh, I wonder. All right.
Which is so funny. Oh, wait till you see this. So as soon as you, I'll wait till you switch it over. So when Lanka popped on earlier, I had just opened up a book right in my thing, and it was right there. Okay, and I go, we can't make this stuff up. I went to go look for something, and I opened the book, and you're like, oh, Lanka's here, thanks. And I was like, no way. I was like, and there's the owl. So, Lanka, we already know that you're full of a lot of wisdom. Now it's about getting that wisdom to flow so it benefits you in the highest and best, right? And I also feel like you're in these moon cycles, so maybe that's why it's been kind of hard to sleep the last few days. But they also showing me that there's a loved one coming into your life, so be open to that. And also the word faith kept coming to me as well. And also a lot of your guides, your angels, your loved one, your higher self, all of them right now are they are communicating with you in so many different ways. The messages are just coming like left and right. I feel like they're just everywhere for you all the time because nothing is a coincidence. Everything means something. So pay attention to everything that's falling into place in your life and just know that good things are on their way, especially in this year. This is going to be like Lanka's year. Woo-hoo, Lanka's year. Hoo-hoo, like the owl, girl. Hoo-hoo. I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you.
Hello, Lanka. The first card I got for you says, all is well. And they want to remind you that everything is happening exactly the way it is supposed to. And it is all happening in divine timing. So, is that supposed to? Okay. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, working towards the things that you are working on manifesting. So know that those things are coming to you very quickly, that I see a lot of growth and expansion for you in your life. And they're wanting you to have patience because, you know, that old saying, and I used to hear this all the time when I was a kid, you know, of course, now it just left my head. Oh, well, I guess it really wasn't important. But they're wanting you to have patience and know that all the good that you are putting out there is just waiting to come back to you. It is ready. It is time. And things are just going to flourish for you. So I hope that resonates with you.
Lenka, beautiful Lenka. Yay. All right. Unicorn. Okay. Comes up with 29, which is good. 29. You add that together, it's 11, which is a power number. And then 1 + 1 = 2. Soul purpose. Act on your soul purpose today. What's interesting about this is there is this person in this particular case, but it doesn't matter. Someone's walking on their path. And I love the representation of the cane. And they're on the path. They have this cane. And then they have a list that they're looking at in their other hands. Like they're looking at this list. And then they need a cane. And it's like their sole purpose. They're like they wrote it down or they're trying to search for something on this list that's not there. Turn and look at the unicorn. The unicorn wants you to look, hey, I'm over here. I'm not on that piece of paper. I'm not in your order of thoughts, the order that you have in your head. I'm not there. Look at me. Look at the unicorn. And the unicorn is going to take you to your dragon, which is the earth and fire dragon, and works with you to clear the fifth dimensional ley lines. We do realize that that is part of what your work and your mission is here to do, is to help clear the ley lines for the fifth dimensional, building upon creating the new fifth dimensional cities. It's time for service. When you give, you receive. You always have been in service. And it's you just needed this nudge. But I love this earth and fire dragon. And so sometimes the fire cleanses the earth and gets ready for something new. So the fact that you got the soul purpose, the power number card of 11 is like you're right, you're ready to cross over a new threshold. So can I leave that with you, Lenka? Thank you so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Lenka. So first up, I wanted you to know that this Egyptian reminded me, and they showed me the Sphinx. And so I felt like I was in Egypt. So this is way back. So this is an Egyptian spirit of yours that's stepping forward. And so they have cats around them. I don't know if you have any cats, but I see cats around this spirit that's stepping forward. Very beautiful. And she has blue stones all over. So she's talking about the blue stones, and she's bringing up lapis lazuli or lapis whatever. I might be pronouncing it wrong, but it's lapis. It's blue. It's a darker blue stone that she's bringing up. And she's telling me that that's connecting you to your celestial beings. So if you don't have that stone, you should get some of it because you're going to be connecting to your celestial beings. She's talking about that. The heavenly realm, talking about that. And you are also very powerful. I feel like you're like one of us with your psychic abilities, the mediumship. I feel like you have a knowing. You need to trust your intuition. So I got the intuition card for you as well. And look, that's actually an eye. It's like an eye if you really look at it. So trust your inner knowing. I feel like sometimes you doubt yourself. So stop doing that. And your guide would like to talk to you. So you can do some spirit writing in a spiritual journal, connect with your higher self. She's giving you new messages and she wants to show you some new things. So she's talking about these new things that she's bringing forward to you. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten about our gifts. So don't forget, you have a lot of gifts inside of you that are coming out. So she wants to help you with all that. She says, it says, may I always have the wisdom and clarity to listen to the divine guidance and intuition within me. So that's very powerful. Listen to yourself. And you have choices. So this card is the choices card. And look at that. Oh, that could be in an Egyptian. Stepping forward. Look at all that light coming off her. So the Egyptian spirit that's stepping forward has a golden crown and a lot of golden light coming off of her. So she wants you to know that you have choices. Oh, and that card's number 8. You have choices. So you can go either way you want to go, but trust that intuition when you're making your choices. To make your decision, ask yourself which experience best allows your soul to grow. So doing something that you're really passionate about is bringing you to your divine purpose. I am courageous as I listen to the guidance from my heart. So listen to your heart, your inner soul, your inner knowing, and the Egyptian spirit that's stepping forward for you wants you to connect with her. So listen to her messages. And thank you for being here, Lenka.
You know, like, it's interesting because when I started choking, I was like, let me sit with this for a moment, you know, and it was like, yeah, that was message for you as well. So it's beautiful. Then what does Robin bring up? Lapis, which is the color of the throat chakra right here. Okay. That lapis and will help you with getting within your heart up, out your throat and out. Okay. And so this is why the Egyptians, because they really did have that blue color. And so there's blue lotus oil. I've heard about it. I don't know too much about it, but I'm just being nudged to go check out blue lotus oil. And then I know you have a piece of lapis, but find a piece of lapis ankh that's maybe about this size. It doesn't have to be big. And then sit with it and just like put it at your throat chakra. Okay. And take some deep breaths, like you're breathing from your heart up and out. Okay. So, but that color blue is in your aura too. It's all around you. So yes. And another 8, check that out. All right. So, thank you, Lenka. I love how everything all just blends together. We love you. Melissa, is there something you wanted to add?
No, I think you guys covered the thing. 'Cause I was just going to write in the comments, who needs that? Because it may not have been necessarily for Lenka, because someone could have joined the show that we could have been tapping into the energy as well. So it could be on many different levels. So it could be somebody else out there that was also feeling it as well. So just want to throw that out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of those, a message for like everyone, right? Who it resonates with. So, all right. Thank you, Lenka. You know, we love and appreciate you. Okay. All right. Maureen is next. Maureen, you still with us?
Well, she just got up from her nap.
Already. She probably got coffee or something or some tea. Nice. All right, Maureen. Nice.
Thank you. And thank you for being here, Maureen. It's nice to have you here with us. So the first thing that happens for me when I step into your energy is I get a white crane. Okay. And what this white crane is telling me is about karmic justice. So that's something that you don't need to worry about. And your son is stepping forward and he's telling you something about a leadership position. He's also telling you about the thoughts and ideas that are also coming to you. And also you need to start listening more, I don't know if sometimes you block it out or whatever, but he's also telling you it's time to spread your wings and fly. So he's showing me with these beautiful wings, and you're just like flying around, and you're like, you know, so free in the sky. You need to feel like that all the time. Just know that everything is unfolding exactly that how it needs to. But you also need to take control of your life and which direction you want it to go in right now. And your son gives you so much love and so much. He's showing the wings. I mean, you know, just imagine yourself out there flying just like him. You have the ability. So I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you, Maureen, for being here.
Hello, Maureen. The first card I got was hello from heaven. So your loved ones, and especially your son, when I first pulled the card, I heard, hi, mom. So they want you to know that they are doing well. They are doing well, and that they are always with you, always with you. So let go of any worries that you have surrounding that, and feel their loving presence. Because you can feel that wonderful, loving energy. And I just had to laugh when Melissa was talking about the wings, because we got them here on this card. We also have them on the other card. And the other card is, you are loved. They want to remind you how much you are loved. I feel like sometimes you might forget. So know how much you are loved, that all of your loved ones are always, always with you. And you can communicate with them. Talk to them anytime you want. They are always there, ready to listen, ready to give you some reassurance and love. Lots and lots of love. So I hope that resonates with you.
So Maureen, I've got to laugh. Okay. The card I pulled, flight. Again, number 9, you're at the completion of something, but let your creative imagination fly. You are in flight right now. I don't have all of us has told you this so far. Flight, look at you. That's your unicorns in flight. And then your beautiful dragon, the golden Christed dragon, brings you higher love so that you embody the Christ light. Absorb the Christ light. You are protected. Expand your heart and remain in the higher frequencies. Isn't that beautiful? Look, in that flight, and that dragon looks like it's ready for flight too, right? Look at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Maureen. Now watch. Robin's probably going to incorporate that too. Probably got something similar. But we love you, Maureen. All right, Robin.
Okay, so yes, this is an amazing night. So I also got your son stepping forward, and he says, Mom, you have to release any and all regret that you're holding on to, that's attached to you. Release it up and fly. Fly. Spread your wings and fly. And the first card that jumped out was free spirit. This is about letting your soul go. I'll read that in a minute, but he has some more things to say to you. He says, it was my time. All things happen for a reason. He says, get out of the prison you're holding yourself in. So he's showing me cells. So I feel like, and I know it's hard when you lose a loved one. I know this. I've never had to lose one of my own children. So that's probably even more difficult, but it's happened in my family. I have a stepsister who lost her son when he was little. So I know even if they're little, old, or your mother or father, we all grieve the same, but differently. And so I feel like it's time for you to spread your wings. So here's the song I'm getting. It's time for me to fly. Who sings that song? It's time for me to fly. Who sings that song? It's not, is that Journey? Who sings that song? There's a song, it's time for me to fly. So that's coming up for you. So maybe you need to look at the lyrics. And so they're talking about that. So you got the free spirit here. Releasing your soul, you're a free spirit. True freedom is attained when you transcend the illusionary imprisonment of your mind. So you kept yourself captive with all the stuff in your mind. Great Spirit, assist me to understand and transcend any detrimental beliefs I may hold within myself. So things were out of your control. So you need to release that. You had no control over the things that have happened. Things happen to people. So they want you to know you're not the only one. And so better things are coming. I feel like when you hold yourself in that imprisonment, you prevent the new opportunities that are heading your way from coming forward, because you're holding yourself back essentially. And so I also pulled the compassion card. So love and compassion for yourself, that's what they're saying. Love and compassion for yourself, and know that you are beautiful, you are loved, and things were out of your control, and it's time for you to regain your spirit and soul back. Bring yourself back. Love and compassion towards others starts with love and compassion towards yourself. I am filled with the thoughts of gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, and love. Woo! You are so loved. You have many ancestors on the other side that are showing you so much love. They want you to know you are love. You are love. They are communicating with you. And I got the communication card. Look at that. Communication. To be truly heard, you need to practice the art of listening. So you're getting lots of signs and messages, I feel like, but sometimes I feel like you don't accept them. I am humbled and patient in knowing that to be truly heard, I must first truly listen. Listen to your inner knowing. Ooh, sit with yourself and just listen to the messages that you're receiving and trust yourself. Have trust and faith. All things are happening for a reason. You are loved. And so your son wants you to know that he loves you. And I think that's a mouse. That looked like a mouse or a rat. And so did he have a gerbil? Because he's showing me like a gerbil or some kind of little, I don't know, it could have been a mouse or something like that. And I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. So he's showing me this gerbil on this wheel that keeps spinning around and around. And I feel like you're on that wheel and you just keep spinning around and around. It's time to jump off the wheel. It's time. This is the time. So I will leave that with you, and I love you.
Great messages. And Jess Marwin, we know we love and appreciate you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Next is Bobby. Bobby, I'm glad you're awake now. It was you who was napping. You woke up, huh? Yes, I did get your donation, and you're next. So I'm glad you're awake now to get your message. So, all right, so this is Bobby over on Rumble. So here we go, Melissa.
Awesome. Thank you for being here tonight, Bobby, and thank you for waking up from your nap as well. Everyone's a little nappy today. All right, so I'm getting for you all as well. Everything has changed for the better for you, and it's going to continue that way as long as you stay in the right mindset about what you want to create moving forward. It's about remembering who you are and what you want to create for yourself. Okay, so you have to like kind of use your mind as a projector about what you're trying to create for yourself. You know, it's like when I always talk about, you know, starting out with our, you know, our blank piece of paper. What are we creating for ourselves? It's time for you to create for yourself. Change is definitely coming for you, Bobby. And also a relationship is also on the horizon for you. If you're not in one already, just know that what you desire to be in your life is on the way, but you also have to let go of the past so that you can move into the future. And I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you, Bobby.
Okay, Bobby. They're wanting you to prioritize things in your life. There's a lot of different things that you are looking to manifest this year, and they're wanting you to start working on those a little bit more, with a little bit more focus and intention. But they want you to prioritize which one is the most important in your life right now. What is the most important thing that you want to manifest right now? That's where you need to be focusing that crystal clear intention. You need to be putting your energy there. They're also wanting you to, and then, well, once you do that, then you can filter on down through the other ones, you know, on your list. But go in order of the ones that are most important for you at this moment. They're also wanting you to get a little bit more organized and motivated. And they're saying that they are there to assist you with that. All you have to do is ask. The other card that I pulled for you is you are special. You are very special and you are very loved. And sometimes I feel like you don't realize it. You know, we're all very unique individuals and we're all special in our own way. If you are not sure what that means for you, then you need to go deep and figure that out for yourself, because you bring something to the table that nobody else does. And, you know, that's what makes you unique and special, and no one else does it in the way that you do. So you need to really kind of do a little soul searching and figure that out for yourself so that you can empower yourself more and realize and just bask in that specialness of yourself. It's also going to help you to increase your love for yourself and your appreciation. And those are all really important. So I hope you will, you know, take that to heart and work on those things. And I'm really excited to see what new things are going to manifest for you in 2024.
All right. That's beautiful. All right. So your unicorns reminding you to look at something from a different perspective. All right. So you see on the bottom here, you got these two men fighting, and then your unicorns are reminding you go higher, take a look, go in the upper frequencies, look at it from a higher perspective, and then they're shaking hands. All right. They're making up. So there might be a situation in your life right now. You're having a dispute with somebody, an argument. Look at the whole picture. Go to a look at it from a higher frequency, a higher place, and have some compassion, okay? And this number is 23, or it could be 32, but 2 plus 3 is 5. So 23, 32, or 5. Just look at everything from a different perspective, all right? Don't be so quick to react. Sit back, look at something in a higher perspective, all right, but before you have that reaction. And then your dragon, you have air and water dragon, helps you to connect to the higher frequency, say, so that you can get to that higher perspective. You are very intuitive. You need to trust your intuition and develop your abilities more, your psychic abilities, and be open to enlightenment and listen to your inner song. You have a beautiful inner song. Just trust yourself, Bobby, all right? So you have the beautiful air and water dragon. Okay. All right. So I leave that with you, Bobby. Thank you so much. You know, we love and appreciate you. And here's Robin.
Hello, Bobby. Thank you for being here. So I feel like that there was some type of breakup or some type of, or I feel like maybe you went through something and maybe you got your feelings hurt or things didn't work out the way that you wanted to. Your guides want you to know that everything is working out the way it should. And new things are headed your way, but you have to surrender. You have to surrender. And so what did I get? The surrender card. They want you to surrender. Surrender it all up. Clean, and so they're talking about the cleaning up of the clutter in your mind. So then whatever that happened is allowing for a new friendship that's coming your way that's going to really bloom and blossom. Surrender to what is. Let go of what was. Have faith in what will be. I surrender to this moment and trust in the great spirits to guide my way. So your spiritual team is trying to guide you a certain way. And I feel like sometimes you're like, no, I'd rather go over here. This is where I want to be. I don't want to be over there. And then you get over here and then you're like, oh, I should have listened to myself, but I didn't. So they want you to know, trust in your inner knowing more. They're talking about that. And you do So while doing that, you have to be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient. Patient is surrendering to the now and allowing destiny to unfold at its own pace. So everything is unfolding for you. I am patient and grateful for the wonderful opportunities that present themselves to me for the growth and enrichment of my soul. So you are growing. Growth. I see lots of new leaves blooming on the trees. They're showing me green. Green for growth. So green, that's something for you to look up. To make your decision, ask yourself which experience best allows your soul to grow. Whoops. Dropping the cards here. This is the choices card, which I pulled a couple of times now here. So you have choices. Whoops. Here we go. I am courageous as I listen to the guidance from my heart. So I feel like, you know, you have choices, but you'd rather go over here instead of listening to your heart. Your intuition, your inner knowing, it's telling you you should be over there. So trust and listen to your inner knowing. Your guides want you to know that everything is happening for a reason. Have patience. Have patience and surrender. Surrender. What has happened in the past is in the past. You don't live there anymore. So it's time to move into the future, to a beautiful new future. So thank you, Bobby, for being here.
All right, beautiful messages as always, ladies. Okay, so let's see some feedback from Bobby. Bobby, thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Tiffany. You're always spot on, Robin. And actually, all you ladies were exactly spot on with my situation. So wonderful. Bobby, so glad that we could assist you this evening. Validate some things for you, I should say.
Yes.
And Maureen, thank you, beautiful ladies, for the wonderful messages. Love you all. We love you too. And so I just want to those who are watching, whether you watch us in the replay, and actually I am starting this year, January 2024, I'm putting all the Spiritual Message Circles on our audio platform. They never used to go on audio platform because I felt this was very visual. But this year, I'm putting them on the audio platform because the listening to the messages is just as powerful as the visualization. So, and we describe things pretty well. So I feel like we're ready. The audio platforms was ready for the Spiritual Message Circles. So a message for everyone this evening who can't be with us live. Your unicorn is number 30 or 3. It's the silence. Be still. Enjoy the silence. Go within. Silence. Welcome it. Find that time, that quiet time, just that time to just be still and allow the messages to come in. Okay. And sometimes when you first become still, there's a bunch of other stuff in your head that comes in. What am I going to do for dinner? What am I going to make? Oh, gosh, I got to do this. Nope. Shh. That's where the silence. Shh. You tell it no. Shh. Take some deep breaths. I'm right here. I'm right now. What messages come in now? Not thinking about anything from the past. Not thinking about anything I got to do in the future. I'm right here, right now. I'm ready to receive the messages that's for my highest and greatest. And listen. And then, look, the Golden Christ, the dragon, came back again. And that's a message for everyone. It brings you the higher love so you can embody the Christ light. And I don't know if you can see like the rays coming from the dragon's heart too. So it's very, very beautiful. So everyone, take time for yourself and just breathe in and enjoy that Golden Christ light, that Christos energy all through your body. And we just really appreciate each and every one of you for joining us this evening. And so any comments?
I wanted to say one thing real quick about you putting it on audio is I get messages all the time just from watching another YouTube video or something like that. I'm like, holy crap. Like, I could be watching someone do a reading for someone on some other thing, and I'll be like, Oh, man, I'm getting hit in the face with that message. Or I watch one of the other lovely ladies, and they're giving a message to someone else, but I feel like I resonate with that message, so I accept it. So I just wanted to point that out, that just by listening, you can accept some of the messages that we gave to the other viewers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Thank you for adding that. And then Bobby just said, oh, I'm grateful for all of you beautiful ladies. Love you all. We love you too.
We love you. Thank you.
So, yeah. Yes. All right. Any final thoughts?
Melissa Sparks.
Anything in closing? Well, she opened too. She gave us a really great.
Yes, she did.
I'm getting just be authentic. Those are the words I'm getting right now, is to be your authentic self. And being your authentic self is you're being truthful to yourself and you're being truthful to others. So be the authentic you that you are, and you will be amazing and you will rock this out of the park. But you have to be your authentic self, whatever that means for you in this moment. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so check back in. We are... I don't have the dates yet for the February Spiritual Message Circles, so be sure to check the website, or you will hear, we will announce it, you know, not to worry about that. So be sure to tune in next month for the next Spiritual Message Circles, and enjoy the last week of January. It's a short week, like what, the third Wednesday.
Yeah,
so Thursday's the beginning of February. So enjoy your last several days of January. We love and appreciate each of you. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And be your authentic self, like Melissa said. Keep shining on, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
We hope you enjoyed this evening of loving, healing, and joyful messages. Mark your calendar now to participate in our next Spiritual Message Circle.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.